time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a pork chop participation prize every week.
Warning. I forgot.
Well, you know what? That's okay. I forget too a lot of times. That's part of the jocularity that we have going on around here. You know, where we're trying to increase our knowledge.
I was so focused on that warning sound, I forgot about the warning itself. Oh, man. Oh, man. Welcome to the show, everybody. Hi, Gene.
How you doing?
Oh, my God. I'm doing good. I am
excellent.
Doing good. On the 9th of February, 2021. Of course, it doesn't matter when anybody listens to the show. They can listen to it any day of the week. But today is the 9th of February. And I have a word of the day for you. Well, actually,
okay.
I have a phrase.
Phrase of the day.
A phrase of the day.
Okay.
Democratic Republic.
Hmm.
Got a clue?
Want well,
a clue? Need a lifeline?
I know it's a name for a type of a government.
Mm-hmm.
It's
a form of government operating on principles adopted from a republic, which is what the United States of America is, mm-hmm. and a democracy, which is a little different. People assume that the United States is a democracy. It practices democratic
things.
Philosophies. Yeah, things, stuff. Rather than being a cross between the two entirely separate systems, democratic republics may function on principles shared by both republics and democracies.
Hmm.
Now, I have a list of the only ones I found. They're not in the Western areas of the world. The Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic. The People's Democratic Republic of Algeria, Democratic Republic of Sao Tome and Principe, the Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia, and the Federal Democratic Republic of Nepal, Democratic Socialist Republic of Sri Lanka, Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Now, this is North Korea, not South Korea. The Lao People's Democratic Republic, the Democratic Republic of Timor-Leste, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Huh.
Now, I, for a long time as a child, I thought Congo and Conga were the same thing. And they're not, because Conga is a dance.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh.
Boom, 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 boom. Remember when the cartoons used to do that?
Yeah, yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. They, See, I did it again. I do that so thing all the time. Maybe I'll just leave it in here and let people see how stupid I sound. Of course, I could talk with my Southern accent and they might think I just am silly. Instead of stupid.
Southern.
Southern, silly, stupid, slow, whatever. Just because you talk slow doesn't mean your mind is slow. That's for sure. And just because you talk fast doesn't mean you're quick-witted. That has nothing to do with today's topic.
Huh?
Huh? Say what? The topic of the day is, what do we know about the Congo?
Okay.
And thanks to our lovely assistant, our research assistant, Barb Marino, I have answers to that question.
Awesome.
I didn't know this. The Congo is made up of two separate countries. One is the Republic of Congo, and the other is the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Two separate countries.
Two separate countries.
Why do they both have the same name, I wonder?
Well, I'm not sure, but I think it has to do with the Congo River.
Ah.
They are both in Africa. The population of the Republic of Congo is 5.3 million. The population in the Democratic Republic of Congo is 87 million.
Wow.
The Democratic Republic of Congo used to be called Zaire. I don't have a former name for the Republic of Congo. Now, this is a sobering statistic. The life expectancy for people in the Republic of Congo is 59 years. The life expectancy for people in the Democratic Republic of Congo, formerly Zaire. For men is 47 years, and for women it's 50. You and I would be dead if we lived in either one of these countries. Well, you might still be alive in the Republic.
For another couple days.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, and when I was looking at the two, they're really, really very different in their makeup as well. That the Democratic Republic of Congo has a real wide variety of languages and ethnic groups, a whole bunch of different people that are inside the one border, where the Republic of Congo mainly is one people, and the Bantu people and the Pygmies or Baka also, but mostly they're more of a, I should say, a homogenous type of group, a population.
Wow.
As far as the cultures and ethnicities and languages. Now, definitely different.
Yes. The western coast of Central Africa near the equator is where the Republic of Congo is. Mm-hmm. And the Democratic Republic of Congo is in Central Africa. So it's landlocked. Mm-hmm. The Republic was first settled by French colonists in 1880. I don't know when the Democratic Republic was settled or created. I know that you and I talked about that earlier, because you said that the Europeans just basically went over to Africa and parceled it out.
Up. Yeah. Basically, yeah. The European powers during the 1800s just basically carved up Africa, and was an area, you said the French settled it. That was their part of it, I guess you would say.
So I imagine French or some version of French is one of the languages spoken in that country.
I would certainly imagine.
Now, both.
I know that, well, I was going to say the river was definitely important, because the reason they wanted to have access to Africa was they were taking the resources out. And so to be able to float them all down the river mm-hmm. to the sea and then take it back to Europe is what made the river so important.
Now, the Democratic Republic does export petroleum, coal, gas, and iron ore. Mm-hmm. Even despite that, it is a very poor country due to poor government and corruption and severe political unrest. They think our country's uneasy. That's been going on for years.
Long time.
Generations.
And it's the 11th largest country in the mm-hmm. world, and still one of the poorest.
The Democratic Republic is not a poor country. It does have abundant resources, but because of ethnic tensions, conflicts, and corruption, it's very poor. There are class systems there. You mentioned the Congo River. I know that that's a tropical area. I know that the Democratic Republic is a tropical climate, but the Democratic Republic is a subtropical climate, which is similar to the Central Florida region.
Yeah, actually.
A lot of common ties here.
Well, you know, too, I should point out, I found when I was looking around about the Congo that there are towns around the world named Congo, too.
I didn't know that.
Not just in Africa. Yeah. I found in Australia and in Brazil and in the Bahamas are towns named Congo.
Well, that's really cool.
And right here in the U.S., there's a town named Congo in, I believe it was Alabama, Missouri, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. So how the name got there, I don't know. Could have been somebody from the Congo moved there and named it. You know, that's how a lot of names get done. That was another one of our shows, though, is how we name places.
Yeah, and also we talked about how Melbourne got its name.
Yeah.
The town where you are currently living.
Yeah, named after the city in Australia.
Because someone had lived in Australia and he left his family, he left the penal colony, came over here to the United States, settled and worked with the former settlers of the area. And I think they ended up drawing the name out of a hat. And that was one of the names that was put in there.
That's funny. You know, and I'll tell you, I've met people from Melbourne, Florida in my life more than once. And two of them told me that every time anybody ever asks them where they're from and they say Melbourne, they always say Australia. And it's true now that I'm from there.
And I think that we pronounce the name differently. Typically, most people here who live here call it Melbourne, B-U-R-N. But a lot of people pronounce it Melbourne, B-O-R-N.
Yeah. Yeah, I get in trouble a lot with my pronunciations.
Well,
since
if that's the only thing you get in trouble for, Gene, you're doing good.
Oh, my goodness, then I'm rocking. but it's not. I'd like to think so.
So we got to wrap up this show and finish. Is there anything more we can talk about the Congo before we do say goodbye?
Well, I will say this, that because of the nature of the Republic of Congo, it's still very, the natural resources are still more natural. And that's what they are using as their, they're proud of their resources and they're managing them well and protecting
that's
them.
Good.
And that help has helped earn them the name, the Last Eden
Ooh.
On Earth, which I thought was pretty interesting.
That is very interesting. Everybody wants to live in paradise, mm-hmm. but unfortunately,
we seem to be losing our trees, so they're
yes,
there.
I don't like the concrete jungle very much. It's not as fun to live in as a real jungle, although I like the amenities that the concrete jungle gives me. I just don't like.
That's true. Yeah, you know, I mean,
it's a balancing act.
It is. I think being able to do what we need and then also to be able to do what we have to do and what we should do and need to do.
Exactly.
So, well, anyway, I do want to make sure that everybody out there listening knows that even though we're taking we took a break with us today, we got to go, and we're really happy that you did. And please come back and take a break with us again. We look forward to hearing from you online. Visit beunique.org and learn about all of our shows. They're all great shows.
That's beunique.org.
See you, everybody.
Bye, bye. Everybody. Doot, 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 doot. We start it down with laughter and we end it with laughter. That's good.
Duet.
Ah.